Morning, church. Wow, it's been a while. I step up to here to preach, to share the word of God with you. It's good to see all of you and see you without masks as well, some of you. It's good. Yeah, finally I can see your whole face. Okay. So, we want to thank you for our worship team for leading us in this reverence time of worship, our Lord. And we would like to thank Brother Sean, Deacon Sean, to pray for all of us. And this morning, we are going to, Pastor Mark has started the first mark of the series of nine marks. So for you who are first time visiting us, and also for those who are joining us first time from the live streaming or here, we are preaching through a series from the books written by Reverend Mark Dever, Nine Marks of a Healthy Church. So we will have 9 weeks of topical preaching. And this morning, the sermon title is expositional preaching. We will be referring to the text from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Let us commit this time to our Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for leading us to pay attention to the spiritual health of our church, helping all of us, especially current leaders and future leaders, to pay close attention to this teaching so that we will lead your church according to your will from your Holy Scripture. Dear Lord, speak through your servant this morning. You know it well that I'm not comfortable in preaching topical sermon. Guide my lips from preaching what is not of your words, but speak only what you intended for your servant to preach. May your words edify us and magnify your own glory. In Jesus' name I ask and pray. Amen. Amen. Very interesting. The sermon title is Expositional Preaching. And it's a topical sermon. So topical sermon is the kind of sermon that I would say is very easy to preach because you can say whatever you want. But the topical sermon is also a very difficult sermon to preach because you can say whatever you want, if you understand what I mean. I myself most uncomfortable with topical sermon. Topical preaching. Yeah, because I must work very hard to make sure it is aligned with the words of God. So now, I would like to start this to ask you a question. How do you know if you are attending a healthy church? The word church comes from a Greek word that means an assembly of call out ones. Call out by who? Call out by God. Call out by God to do what? You see, God called out His church to be the primary agent for carrying out His purpose on earth. Like a corporate and businesses in this world, we think healthiness of a church in terms of success. And the measurement of success of a business is how profitable they are. How about church? How we measure if a church is healthy? Are we measured by how the successful operating of the church? Now, unfortunately, many would also use the same formula, measure the healthiness of the church by the size, by the number, by their financial strength. But the Bible told us that it is measured in spiritual and biblical terms. In a simple term, a healthy church is a holy church, a church that is for God and honor God. It is not measured by size. It is not measured by number of people. It is definitely not measured by financial strength. So now, from this book, the author teaches how to look at the marks of a healthy church. So how to examine and measure the health of a church? Like our body, we can check our vital sign. When someone falls over and passes out, the physician comes and immediately begins to check the vital sign of the individual, thereby determining whether he or she is still a living body or a dead body. From the vital signs, the doctor seeks to establish the stage of health of the one under examination. As for a church, we can examine the health of a church by looking at these 9 distinctive marks as the vital sign of a church. These are the 9 most basic and critical marks for a healthy church, according to Mark Devel, author of the books we are studying in this season. So, Mark has served as a senior pastor of Capitol Hill Baptist Church, where we have been using many of their materials on our Tuesday night BEC classes. So, what are these 9 marks? Okay. First, expositional preaching. Second, gospel doctrine. Third, a biblical understanding of conversion and evangelism. Fourth, a biblical understanding of church membership. Fifth, biblical church discipleship. Sixth, a biblical concern for discipleship and growth. 7, biblical church leadership. 8, a biblical understanding and practice of prayer. 9, a biblical understanding and practice of mission. Okay. Pastor Mark preached on the gospel doctrine last Sunday. Our Pastor Mark. This morning, I will preach on expositional preaching. Expositional preaching or expository preaching is the first most important mark of a church. So, now, what is expositional preaching? To exposit means to explain. Exposition comes from the word exposit, which simply means to explain. Very simple, to explain. It should be obvious to all of us that any kind of preaching that is faithful to the Word of God is that kind of preaching which explains the Bible. That is what expositional preaching is. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. A worker does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handle the words of God." A preacher, merely a person who explains God's word. Most importantly, he must correctly handle the word of truth so that he won't be ashamed before God. You see, this calling is very tall. This calling is very critical for the person who did exactly what God asked of the person. I remember my mentor gave me this verse when I start my study in MBTS. And he always reminded me the importance of handle God's truth correctly, and he himself did the same. Because the objective of expositional preaching is to take a portion of Scripture and explain it, meaning so that people understand it. And a preacher's main concern is with people understand the interpretation and then understanding the implication of that interpretation. And then trusting the Holy Spirit may make a personal application with the hearers. So a preacher do not always give you all the application, because if I give you the application, it will limit you in a certain way of seeing God's word. But a faithful preacher must be an implication preacher who give you the implication of the interpretation of the word of God. So lay before you open and let God speak to you. And in the time of need, the Holy Spirit will work in you and the application will come out in your life. A preacher has one clear duty, and that is to bring to people the truth of God revealed in the Scripture by explaining its meaning. The meaning of the Scripture is revelation from God. God has revealed himself in his words. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, a famous verse. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And listen carefully on this. "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." God commands the preacher through his word, and we are to teach the commands that is in the Bible. We do not add anything else in it. We are to teach you to obey the command of God. That is the only purpose. Preachers are the messenger. We bring God's truth to people. We don't cook up with some creative dishes. We are not the chef. We are the waiters. So, many congregation members ask the preacher, "Cook up this, cook up that, make it more tasty." No, sorry, you asked the wrong person. I'm not the chef. I'm the waiter. I just serve you the food. Okay? So, because of all the worshipers come to church, should, with only one most important reason, is to listen to God's words, not man's smart idea or wisdom or joke or story or funny story. You see, when the preaching has a lot of funny story and joke, every time the congregation walk out from that sermons, from their teaching and preaching, they always remember the joke. In the church camp, I asked the young people, "So what is your takeaway this morning's sermon?" He said, "Oh, I really like the story about the taxi driver." I was like, "Oh." "And so what is your takeaway?" "Yeah, I like that the egg thing with three parts." "But then, what is your really takeaway from the sermon?" You know? Very careful on that. You see, a worshiper, you are not here to be entertained. You make yourself available on Sunday. You could have go out there to have dim sum, like Brother Sean said. But you come here. Why are you here? You are here because you want to listen to what God has to say to you. You are not here to be entertained. You are not here to have emotional high or receive some emotional indulgence like you watch a movie or listen to a story. This is not a place to entertain you. Or you watch some TED Talk to gain wisdom, or watch Discovery Channel to gain knowledge. This is not the place. The only reason you are here is to worship God, is to listen from Him. We come to church to worship God and listen to His Word. This is the most important part of our worship. To let God speak to us and we submit to Him. We want to hear what God said to us, not man's wisdom. No one should worship the preacher because of his talent, gifting, charisma, good looking, or even with smart speech. These are the statements made by the people, you see, when they reject Paul's preaching and teaching. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, he said, his personal, the people make these assessments, talking about Paul, his personal presence is unimpressive, and his speech, contemptible, unimpressive. Paul, can you believe that? And 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6, and Paul made this remark. He said, yeah, if I am unskilled in speech, yet I am not so in knowledge. So they make remarks about Paul being unskilled in speech. Paul told us that their hearts were not seeking to listen to God's word and worship God. They just want to be entertained and listen to the words that is pleasing to their own ears. We come to church every Sunday to listen to God and to submit ourselves to His teaching. If a preacher do not explain the Word of God to you and give you a bunch of story to entertain you and give you a bunch of joke and make you feel good, or give you the speech that you make you feel so good and emotionally feel good and emotionally being indulged and entertained, you gain nothing. You walk out of here, you feel good, but you have nothing. And why are you here? You're not here to worship God in that case. So, that is why expositional preaching is important. Why is it important? First, is to reveal God's truth. If in the church the word of God is not explained, then God is silent. God is not heard. And His truth not being revealed to the worshipers and the preachers takes away the divine authority of God from the mind and soul of the hearers. It is serious. It is very serious. As a pastor, as your shepherd, as the one accountable to God for your care and your spiritual progress and spiritual development, there is one very basic foundation reality that I want to establish in your life. And that is, God has total authority over your soul and over your mind, not me. That God's truth is sovereign, not my idea. That God's words reign over your life, not my insight. It is critical to establish the authority of God over the mind and soul of the hearer, to all of you. Establish the lordship of Christ over his precious people that exchanged by his blood, which is you. And that is my only duty, to stand up here to preach to you. And Christ can only be established his headship in this church when he is being heard by the church. I would never be so bold as to replace the authority of God in the church with mine. I don't want to stand between God and his church. I am just the servant, messenger, deliver his message, which is the word of God. So that the leadership of Christ can come to the church, the only way I can do that is to let God speak and let Christ speak through his own word. When God's word being preached authentically, the preacher will have to depend on the help of the Holy Spirit. Because without the help of the Spirit of truth, the preacher can explain the revelation of God's will. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, Paul said, "Brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquent or human wisdom, as I proclaim to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message, my preaching, were not with wise and persuasive words, but with demonstration of the Spirit power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." Expositional preaching is not adding any human wisdom nor human persuasive word, but faithfully explain God's word to his people. A preacher do not stand up here to show forth my performance, to show forth how good I am. Here Paul said, "I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and his crucifixion." Because where the scripture is replaced by anything else, the work of the Spirit of God is hindered. The Spirit of God works through the word, saves through the word, sanctifies through the word, comfort through the word, and instruct through the word, and edify through the word. So if we want a full power of God display in the church, we teach the word so that God's authority established with his people. Christ established his headship in his church, and the Holy Spirit can work in the church with great power. My mentor always reminded me, God's word is living and active, and it is with great power. I must trust his word and preach faithfully, never trying to think that my words in any way is more effective than God's word. I remember when I was I remember when I was much younger preacher, when I preached a sermon. After finished preaching, and there was this one brother came to me, and he said to me, "What have you done to me?" Pointing at my face, and I was like, "I don't know." He said, "Why I went out, vomit 3 times. I said, "I have no idea." You know what? Later I found out this brother, he was a drug addict. And he went out, vomit and vomit and vomit. After that, he stopped taking drugs. Heroin. praise the Lord. I have no idea what I have done. I know it is God. And another person, when I preach, she was there crying and crying and crying. I don't know what happened to her. After I finished preaching, I went to her, and she ran away from me. So 3-4 weeks, she didn't come to the church. And I called her and checked, and she said, Pastor, I will meet with you. So she came to me and met up with me. She said, Pastor, I have to confess. I said, what happened? I ran a biggest underground business, scam and con business in this area. And I, that day, I resolved my business. I want to turn to Jesus. I was like, what have I done? It is God. It is God who did the work through His word, not mine. That's why when brother and sister came to me and thanked me for the preaching of the message, tell the truth, in my entire life, during my work time, I always take credit for what I did. I always think that I'm really good, and I was pretty good in what I do. But the only time in my life that I can never take credit is when I become a pastor. Because I know nothing is from me. Everything is from Him. People thank me and tell me, hey, Pastor, look at the CUG. It's growing. You're doing a good job. I look at the person. No. God is the one who's doing it. I didn't do anything. You know, I look at the CUG young people. I ask them, who bring you to church? He said, I Google, or who bring you to church? Or this friend bring me here. I didn't do anything. God brought them in here. So, brother and sister, when we preach the truth of the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit will be with the church. Second point we see, to teach people to obey God's command. When God's Word is not being explained clearly and faithfully, God's people can obey God's command properly. You know, it is a frightening thing to think about God's word not being preached faithfully. It is, to me, just unthinkable. Because His message is revealed only in the Scripture, nowhere else. You see, during the time of Reformation, basically came from Luther's conviction that the Roman Catholic Church did not submit to Scripture, did not preach God's word faithfully. And that was the issue. Therefore, it could not speak for God. How could people obedient to God and submission to the authority of the word of God when the preacher did not preach faithfully and teach faithfully according to the word of God? Jesus in Matthew chapter 23, verse 13 said, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's face. You yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who you trying to. When preacher doesn't explain God's word faithfully, we are shutting the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's face. It is just unthinkable. May God help us to be the church, always preach God's word faithfully by explaining His word in expositional preaching. No favor, no fear. Just be the servant, handle God's word correctly so that we will not be ashamed when we stand before our Lord. Please pray for our preacher. Pray for us so that we can faithfully deliver God's word to you. Thirdly, to build up the church, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 said, the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Every time when you learn more of the truth concerning God, concerning spiritual reality that would take you to a depth you have never been to before. That gives you an insight you have never had. And as a result of this depth of understanding, the knowledge would become reality in your worship and your everyday living. Just like when you understand the full depth of the doctrine of justification and you sang hymn about justification, you infuse those hymns with exuberant joy because you get it. Just like when we sing just now, your grace is enough for me. If you understand the depth of it, you will sing with your whole heart. Indeed, your grace is enough for me. Expositional preaching built a congregation strong and devoted to the glory of God because the preacher is not preaching about the congregation, but preaching about God. And the congregation are drawn to Him. It is not man-centered preaching. It is God-centered. His attribute and His mighty works being revealed, His glory is on display. And you will have a congregation devoted to His glory. Very often people attract to the preaching that are man-centered. Man-centered preaching bring God to man's term. But God-centered preaching bring man to God's term. For a church to be a truly be the pillar and foundation of God's truth, the congregation must submit themselves to God's term, deny themselves, take up their own cross, and follow their Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only way. That is the only way. Brother and sister, when the sermon being preached, if you ask, I don't understand it. The sermon is too difficult. I don't remember it. But the preaching is faithful. Let me tell you what, you don't have to remember everything. And you don't have to understand everything. In spiritual sense, God's words continue will be rooted in you. Just like when we read this Bible, I don't understand everything inside here. I don't know everything, and I definitely don't remember everything. But God's power and God's word is still continue work in my life, work in my heart. Because you are here to worship Him. You are here to let His word being proclaimed to you. You are here to see His glory, and you come to His term. So many people say, the preaching is not relevant to me. The preaching is not helpful to me. The preaching, I don't like it. It's all about me, me, me. No, God's word being presented to you, and you go to God's term. It doesn't make God come to your term. Yeah, I will only come to church. I will only believe when God comes to my term. Sorry, He is the mighty God. He is God. We come to His term. Amen? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching our church the importance of expositional preaching. We all have in common love for you and your word and your church. We just ask, Lord, that you would increase that love. And we plead with you, Lord, to raise our faithful expositor in our church. We need people who speak with divine authority without fear or favor. We need preachers who, when heard, leave their hearers stunned with the authority and truth that comes from heaven. Give us expositors, O Lord. Give us expositors in this church. Raise up the young people that after your own heart, and let them be trained to preach your word. This is the only way we can be a healthy church that is after your heart. This is the only way that we can pass the truth to this generation and next generation. May it come to all of our prayer lists to be praying that you would raise up men that love you, and that you would give them the opportunity to be trained, and they will come out with this passion for your word. Help us, Lord Jesus, to do this for your own glory. In your mighty name we ask. Amen. Amen.